With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The presidential campaign is heating up. In Georgia Saturday, former President Trump blasted President Biden.
In his State of the Union this week, Crooked Joe told a total fairy tale about the economy. But the fact is, under Biden, we have a three-year inflation rate of almost 50%. Under me, you had no inflation. You had no inflation.
Also at SRNNews.com, United States is beefing up security at the U.S. Embassy in Haiti and evacuating non-essential personnel. The neighborhood around the embassy in the capital, Port-au-Prince, is largely controlled by gangs. Deadly gunfire in the natural state.
Police in Jonesboro, Arkansas, say a shooting broke out at a private party early Sunday, killing three people and wounding several others. Officers found multiple gunshot victims upon arriving at the scene near Jonesboro's downtown area. Jonesboro police say both a male and female acquaintance of the shooter died. The shooter also died. Meanwhile, gunfire injured another woman, also an acquaintance of the shooter.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Voters in Ireland defeat a progressive attempt to redefine the family in its constitution.
Ireland's Prime Minister has conceded defeat in a vote over two constitutional amendments about family and women. One of the amendments in question would have broadened the definition of family in the home to not be based solely on marriage. The other would have removed a reference that a woman's place in the home offered a common good that could not be provided by the state. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar admitted he had failed to convince the majority of people to vote yes to the changes. The election was viewed as part of Ireland's evolution from a conservative Catholic country to a more socially liberal society. Karen Shamas, London.
This is SRN News. Kansas is deciding if abortion providers should be asking women why they want an abortion.
The controversial bill would force abortion clinics to pose 11 questions to patients, including asking if they can't afford a child or if child rearing would hinder their career or education, or if their spouse or partner's pushing them to end the pregnancy. Backers of the bill say the state needs that type of data to help prevent abortions in the future. But Kansas Democrats call this an effort to shame the women. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Abortion clinics in Maryland could pay for enhanced security and greater access through a grant program being considered by state lawmakers. Supporters want to tap into millions of dollars that have gone unused by insurance carriers as part of Obamacare. They testify that Maryland is seeing a rising demand in its abortion clinics since Roe v. Wade was struck down. This is SRN News. More than 10,000 athletes accept an offer to have their likeness featured in the upcoming EA Sports College football video game.
EA Sports began reaching out to college football players in February to pay them to be featured in the game that's scheduled to launch this summer. The video game developers said players who opt in to the game will receive a minimum of $600 and a copy of EA Sports College Football 25. There will also be opportunities for them to earn money by promoting the game. EA Sports says more than 11,000 athletes have been sent an offer. John Scott reported.
The brother of an LSU women's basketball player is under arrest after jumping onto the court during a fight that broke out in the Southeastern Conference Tournament Championship game against South Carolina. The fight started with just over 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter when LSU's Flauje Johnson was called for an intentional foul and then was knocked to the floor. South Carolina went on to beat LSU 79-72. More details at SRNNews.com.